I had imagined this particular story to be about the science of the amazingly developed city of Hong Kong. I thought it would make a fantastic tale to contrast the role of science in people's lives between India, the Philippines, and Hong Kong. However, unfortunately, my experiences during the week in Hong Kong were largely confined to public toilets and the bathroom of my friend Aaron, with whom I stayed. But this in itself makes a good story. So this week on Mr. Science, we're going to look at the diseases that my brother and I picked up during our tour of Asia and how they were treated. The contrast between Delhi and Hong Kong couldn't be greater. I've just got off the plane from Delhi. What an arduous day. The plane was delayed, as everything seems to have been in India. James is still a bit sick. Last night the taxi didn't know where our hotel was and we got lost. It has been a massive effort. Delhi Belly has just laid us both low. Right now it's really cactus. So it's quite nice to walk off the plane in Hong Kong and get into a train that's going to take only 24 minutes to get me to the centre of town. In Delhi, probably 2-3 hours to do the exact same thing. The bugs laid James low for quite a while. He was so tired. He had about 3 litres of drip go into him before he even needed to go to the toilet. That's how dehydrated he was. Because of that, I religiously drunk water and salt to try and keep up my own levels, but it didn't really help my stomach, which has been incredibly sore. Very watery stools, I think technically it's termed. Just a quick note about India. We were quite lucky to get out when we did. Today there have been a number of violent protests in Delhi, and a lot of the medical profession, doctors, nurses, have gone on strike. So I'm really glad that James didn't get sick today and that we still weren't caught there, because otherwise I don't think we would have ever got out. Also, I'm quite annoyed that I've got this tummy bug and James got really sick when a whole bunch of people in India are drinking seawater because it's turned sweet. It is being seen as a miracle, and the sweetness of the seawater has something to do with the floods and the rains and a whole lot of fresh water flowing down into the ocean, perhaps picking up something from the soil or something like that. And because it's less dense than seawater, rising to the top and tasting quite sweet, and a lot of people are drinking it, the medical profession is warning that you have a very strong chance of getting gastro and other intestinal bugs, but nobody has been reported sick. Yet we go to India for a short period of time and get sick. How unfair is that? It is ironic that, having been so careful with the water and food in India, that my brother James and I should get sick from eating at McDonald's, but all the evidence is pointing that way. They probably made the Coke we ordered using tap water. James's illness hit within 12 hours with vomiting and severe dehydration. He was so dehydrated that he took in about 2 litres of saline drip in the Indian hospital before he even went to the toilet. Silas Creek Parkway is mine. I did not react with vomiting, and perhaps because of James's sickness, did not think much of my own until I'd left the country. It was on landing in Hong Kong, incredibly tired from the 3 a.m. start, that it all hit. And it hit hard and explosively. My body erupted, not from the mouth, like James,
but from the other end. With remarkable efficiency, the Hong Kong hospital prescribed me 5 separate drugs to treat the problem. They did not know exactly what the problem was, and without a proper examination, blood test, urine test, and stool sample, they were never going to know. I had a plane to catch. So introducing my top 3 contenders for inducing sickness in the West Brothers. Number 1, Giardia. Giardia lamblia is a parasite that infects the gastrointestinal tract and gives you giardiasis, a type of gastroenteritis that manifests itself with severe diarrhea and abdominal cramps. Other symptoms can include bloating, flatulence, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and weight loss. In some patients, vomiting or nausea is the major symptom. I lost about 5 kilos whilst overseas. Number 2 is traveler's diarrhea. Also known as Delhi belly or the Ragoon runs, traveler's diarrhea has a host of causes and can have very mild symptoms or kill within hours. The most common cause is the bacteria E. coli. The reason this is not top of my list is that E. coli infection usually only causes diarrhea for 3 to 7 days, and then the discomfort stops. Perhaps James had a severe case of this. However, the fact that my discomfort was much more prolonged and that I had had some E. coli preventative treatment before I left makes me think that this is not the case. And number 3 is cholera. I believe that this is unlikely, as I had had preventative medication for cholera before I left. However, the symptoms of cholera are exactly as I had. But also, the risk of contracting cholera is very low, and I would have hoped that if either James or myself had contracted such a potentially deadly disease, that the hospitals would have picked it up. As for the cocktail of drugs that I was prescribed, I still have to take some of them, and I'm due to right now, so here we go. Number 1 is Lactol Forte. These pills contain Lactobacillus acidophilus, which is considered a probiotic or friendly bacterium. These types of healthy bacteria live in the intestines and protect against some unhealthy organisms. When L. acidophilus breaks down food, it produces lactic acid and hydrogen peroxide that makes the environment hostile for undesired organisms. It can also outcompete harmful bacteria by consuming the nutrients they need. Antibiotics will kill L. acidophilus as well as bad bacteria. So often after a course of antibiotics, you will need to take L. acidophilus in order to recolonize the gastrointestinal tract. It's also used to make yogurt from milk. Number 2 is Ciproxan. These pills contain ciprofloxacin HCl, which is a broad-spectrum antibiotic. Broad-spectrum antibiotics are commonly used, and in my situation, were used for the following reasons. Where there are many possible causes of the illness, but where delaying treatment to more accurately identify the cause could result in the illness getting much more serious. Or where there are multiple bacteria causing the illness. Broad-spectrum antibiotics are often avoided as they cause bacteria to become resistant to treatment. However, as I was in Hong Kong for such a short time and needed the treatment rather urgently, in the absence of a more thorough diagnosis and to get me on the plane home, the broad spectrum was our best option. Number 3 is Profenyl. Hate taking pills. The active ingredient in Profenyl is alvarine citrate, which is a smooth muscle relaxant. Smooth muscle is a type of muscle that is not under voluntary control, such as in the gut. It acts directly on the muscle in the gut, causing it to relax and preventing muscle spasms. Muscle spasms result in symptoms such as heartburn, abdominal pain and bloating, constipation or diarrhea. Number 4 is oral rehydration salts, and I've been taking all these pills whilst drinking a dissolved solution of these salts. This solution contains mainly sodium chloride, sodium citrate, potassium chloride, and dextrose monohydrate, and is possibly the most important mixture of my drug cocktail. Diarrhea saps the body of important electrolytes, as well as causing dehydration. This is how diarrhea kills millions in the third world each year. Number 5 is Biogesic. Biogesic simply contains paracetamol, which we all use as a painkiller. And finally, number 6 is doxycycline. Hello, 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 hello. This is not specifically for the treatment of giardia or whatever I've got. It's in addition to this cocktail of drugs, as I needed to continue taking my anti-malaria tablets in order to complete their course. Doxycycline is an anti-malaria pill. So for about a fortnight now, I've had a little cup to hold all my medication. I feel like my grandparents. Thanks for joining me on my all-too-brief scientific tour of South Asia, and today, Hong Kong. Check out my website at www.misterscience.blogspot.com, that's misterscience.blogspot.com, for more information about this trip, for lots of other stories, lots of audio, and lots of links. And feel free to leave some comments or send me an email. All the information is on the site, as I'd love some feedback about what you thought about this Travelling Scientist series. I like the idea of doing a feature series every now and then, and I'd like to hear what you thought. So drop me a line. I'm Mark West, and thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week.